In this episode, we hear from the charity Kids, and we hear about their ambition to involve as many young people as possible in a network that really gets their voices heard at the highest levels, and their ambitions to expand this across the whole country. What is Kids?
So Kids is a national charity, and we support thousands of children, young people and families across England. We offer quite a wide range of services, from nurseries up to youth clubs, young carers projects, Sendias. We've also got some playgrounds that offer specialist support, short breaks in the community, as well as overnight care, really.
Brilliant. You mentioned Sendias in there. What is Sendias, in case, you know, there's people listening who don't really understand what that is?
So these are kind of access to support services. So so I don't do Sendias. We've got Sendias in different areas of the country. But they are your send support services, sort of that one-stop shop where you can get information from.
And so from your perspective, obviously working with mainly with young people, and we've had conversations prior to this podcast, how important is it that young people get the right information that they need?
So information is really important for everybody, not just young people. I think young people can struggle to get the information they need, because quite often it's presented in a format that's meant for practitioners or for parents and carers. And that's one of the areas that we find in the area that I work in really important, that young people have the access they need to information that's appropriate for them, that they want, that they have the right to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And from speaking with you, obviously that's them getting the information, but I know that you're very passionate about making sure that people have their own voices and, you know, their thoughts and feelings are listened to. So for you, can you sum up why is pupil voice so important?
Well, I think Kids is part of a consortium, which is like a team, I suppose, working on a project that is all about increasing the voice of children and young people with special educational needs and disabilities. And that's where my role is. You know, Kids are working with the Council for Disabled Children and Contact on this project. And the project is called Making Participation Work. It's funded by the Department for Education. And I suppose where my passion comes from is that I've seen the difference it can make when young people are listened to, the impact on them, on services, structures, policy, all sorts. And I get a bit excited, I suppose, when local areas come and start talking to us about the work that they are doing, the ideas they've got, how they want to involve young people in their work. You know, as you said, we've spoken before today, and I get so excited because there's some real good work happening, people involving young people in their work. And I've been given this great opportunity to help other people do this, to give them support, guidance, sharing the many experiences now that, you know, over the last 4 years, I've been so lucky to have working with young people and youth voice.
And you mentioned, like, obviously Making Participation Work is one of the big programs that's running. How do we ensure that they do listen and that young people's voices aren't just heard, they're actually worked upon?
Yeah, so, you know, we talk about the benefits of listening to young people, things like them developing confidence, understanding presentation skills, group work, developing their views, or, you know, all of these things. But it also helps the community. You've got young people who are able to be more involved, volunteer, get paid jobs, have opinions, vote, you know, all these things. And of course, the local area benefits from that as well. They've got inside information. Who knows best what young people want? Well, young people, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, the local area needs to understand they can be delivering services that are wanted, that are needed, that, you know, they make them more cost effective because they're not having to change things because they're getting it, you know, right first time. They are able to meet the needs of young people who need to access those projects.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know from our own experience of talking to young people that we haven't always got it right. There's young people that don't always feel they have a voice and they're quite passionate about it, but they don't always feel as if they're listened to. I'm sure you've got some examples of that as well. What needs to change to ensure, you know, that these children are listened to? So what are we going to do to change it?
So I think it's about how young people get involved and how they have their voice heard. You know, let's start with school colleges, for example. Young people can join their school council.
Yeah.
Many local authorities have got young people's forums or participation groups. They should be able to find those things on the local offer website, maybe, or they can call or email their local authority, see if they've got a participation worker. I think there's also the opportunity to be involved in networks that are forming. You know, it's my aim to get more young people involved and heard in matters that affect them.
Yep.
Sharing government consultations, raising issues that they want to be involved in, listening to their voices, sharing what they say with those who need to listen. And, you know, connecting young people and groups that are already out there. You know, there are so many things that we need to be doing to make it happen. I think young people need to know that they've got the right to be heard, to have opinions, to be taken seriously. And they need to be empowered to exercise that right. They need to feel that they can approach their local area, and they need to be told how to get involved and have a say.
Yeah.
You know, if their local area aren't moving things, that's where, I suppose, as you said earlier, we can help. This is what we're doing on this project. Maybe can I plug our email address?
That was really good timing, because that was my next question is, you know, you're saying all this brilliant stuff about supporting young people to have that voice, to be heard. How would they go about, you know, contacting kids and getting involved with you guys?
Yeah. So we do have a website and stuff, but the easiest way is to just bounce us an email to the participation team, which is takepart@kids.org.uk. Okay, takepart@kids.org.uk. And it's for anyone and everyone, you know, young people who want to get involved, local authorities who want to take up that support offer, anyone out there doing participation work who wants to link in. You know, let's build this network. Let's create this. You know, it's an exciting time. Young people with Sen's voice is going to get loud if we work together.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can hear how passionate you are about that as well. And what age category is that available for, just to make that clear?
So our network group is for 13 to 25, but we don't want to stop those that are younger that really want to get involved, you know, to have that voice. So I'd welcome still, you know, those that are a bit younger that feel quite passionately about being heard and being part of decisions, because I don't think you're ever, you know, it's never too early to start. Young people need to be supported to start making decisions early, because otherwise it's sprung on them when they hit 13, 14, where you need to be making these decisions and they don't know how because they've never had the opportunity.
Definitely. I mean, I can only speak from our experience that some of the most passionate children we've spoken to attend primary schools, and some of our ambassadors as well are within that age. And actually, they speak really passionately at that early age, because it's, you know, it's all about that early intervention and making sure that from a young age, they understand their rights. They understand they do have a voice and that it will be listened to. So just to kind of really sum up, what are the biggest kind of ambitions moving forward for kids? What are some of the things you want to achieve in the next couple of years and maybe beyond that as well?
I think for me, probably the biggest is this network. Building up a real vast, you know, across the whole country, network of young people who want to have a say, giving them the opportunity to have a say that, you know, over the last 10 years, maybe parent participation and this development of the parent carer networks has really come on. And actually, my dream is for young people's networks to happen in that way as well.
Yeah.
For their voice to be as valued, you know, and for them to be really a key stakeholder in all of these decisions. And I think, you know, there are changes across the board that need to happen, practitioners everywhere, teachers, social workers, healthcare professionals, youth workers, commissioners, everybody needs to understand what real participation is, how important it is, and what they can do to make it work. And I think people need to talk to each other and to young people to make it work, because together, you know, we can be the power that is going to make change.
Absolutely. Yeah. And our young people are telling us all the time that it's about that collaboration and making sure that, you know, people are talking to each other. That's where it all starts. So you share, and I'm sure this isn't going to be our last conversation, because you share a lot of our kind of vision as well about, you know, expanding the multi-schools into different parts of the UK. And you mentioned across the country and having this strong network. In case people missed it earlier, if children want to get involved in this network, how do they do that?
Yeah, bounce us an email. It's takepart@kids.org.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. And thank you for giving us your time. And I hope that people who have listened to this will hear how passionate we both are about involving young people, and they'll go look kids up. And if they want to, get involved with the network that we're building.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can follow us on Twitter at MultiLowdown.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.